Now turn to section 4.
Section 4. You will hear an introductory lecture about vegetarianism being given by a nutritionist. First, look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen to the lecture and answer questions 31 to 40.
You will all have a vague understanding of what being a vegetarian is all about. Vegetarianism has been practiced for thousands of years. The simplest definition is someone who doesn't eat meat, of course. But does abstaining from eating meat include seafood and chicken? The fact of the matter is that people adopt the label vegetarian but still eat meat, at least to varying degrees. Within true vegetarianism, that is where a vegetarian is someone who doesn't eat any meat at all, there are three subgroups. A lacto-ovo-vegetarian eats no meat but does consume dairy products and eggs. The second subgroup, lacto-vegetarians, also don't eat meat, but while they will consume dairy products, they don't eat eggs. And then, of course, there are vegans, people with a strict vegetarian diet that don't eat any animal product or byproduct, including honey. In fact, they don't even wear woolen, leather, or silk garments. So just keep in mind that there is an obvious sliding scale here when people talk about vegetarianism. There are those that perhaps like to think of themselves as vegetarian just because they don't eat red meat, right through to those strict vegans who will only eat vegetables, fruit, beans, or pulses. That is, food that has been grown. For our purposes today, we'll be talking about vegetarians as those people who don't eat any form of meat at all, red meat, fish, or poultry, but do use dairy products and eggs. Lacto-vegetarians and vegans are not in the majority anyway. With that definition in mind, let's review the myriad of reasons given for adopting a vegetarian diet. These include all sorts of preposterous theories that claim all humans should be vegetarian simply because it's natural, or that humans are naturally vegetarian because biologically we resemble plant eaters. In the real world, vegetarians, generally speaking, accept that humans are omnivores. They are capable of eating both plant and meat foods. Statistics show that the majority of vegetarians have adopted a vegetarian diet because of their religious beliefs, as in the case of Hindus and Buddhists, for example, or because of health-related concerns. That is, they see vegetarianism as a healthier alternative. Look, that's not to say there aren't other reasons. Some people just don't like the taste of meat, and others simply can't afford to buy it. A significant number of vegetarians are animal liberationists who are against the killing of animals for human consumption. These vegetarians have taken the step of refusing to eat meat, and in doing so, show that they don't condone those killings. They see the whole industry as barbaric. In the past, at least in my social circle, such a cause was seen as noble, and many of us held vegetarians in high regard. They lived up to their beliefs. In more recent times, as we see the disastrous impact of introduced hooved animals on lands and the amount of resources used to feed stock at the expense of using arable land for crops, their noble cause has been ecologically justified as well. Land resources, and arable lands in particular, are scarce and becoming scarcer. Perhaps it is wrong to allocate these resources to raising those animals which provide us with a food source that we can live without. But is this the case? Can we live without meat in our diet? And is living a vegetarian lifestyle indeed more healthy as advocates would have us believe? Vegetarians claim that a well-balanced vegetarian diet will supply all the essential nutrients we need to be healthy. In Western societies, as late as 20 or 30 years ago, there were many myths about vegetarianism. those switching to vegetarianism would be warned about serious vitamin deficiencies. Statistically, though, the vegetarians are supported in their claim that vegetarians are healthier than meat eaters. The incidence of heart disease and cancer, for example, are significantly lower in non-meat eaters. In fact, it's claimed that the risks from certain cancers are reduced by up to 40% in a vegetarian diet. And let's face it, in modern Western society, with our concerns regarding obesity, you don't see too many overweight vegetarians, do you? Vegetarians consume less fat and protein than we do, and the fat that they do consume is in the main unsaturated, which is what has been recently labelled good fat. On the other hand, animal fats tend to be saturated, and an increased intake of saturated fats can lead to high cholesterol. Respiratory problems too seem less common in vegetarians, but this is also the case with meat eaters who include a lot of fruit and vegetables in their diet. The UK Vegetarian Society's website quotes medical research has shown that on average, a lifelong vegetarian visits hospital 22% less than a meat eater. The fact that the number of practicing vegetarians has almost doubled in the last 15 years speaks volumes about the way our concerns for healthy living have changed. The reasons given for this increase have been, according to a recent survey, 94% due to the perceived health benefits associated with a vegetarian lifestyle. Doctors and nutritionists and responsible groups like the Vegetarian Society are rightly concerned that those adopting the vegetarian diet do so in an informed way. There are health benefits to be gained by turning vegetarian, but there are also guidelines that need to be followed. Vitamin B12, for instance, and recommended amounts of iron are not easily found in a vegetarian diet, and yet they are vital for healthy living. So, where can such vitamin and mineral replacements be found in the vegetarian diet? Well, for the average vegetarian, good sources of iron are spinach, prune juice, or dried fruit. Vegetarians are advised to eat these foods with fruit juices, which will increase the amount of iron absorbed. B12, on the other hand, is not as readily available because it is only found, to all intents and purposes, in meat, fish, and dairy products. This vitamin is one which vegetarians find difficult to replace. However, as I said, low amounts of B12 can be found in dairy products as well as soy products or seaweed. For the stricter lacto-vegetarian and vegan, B12 can be obtained from foods that have been fortified with the vitamin. Vegetable margarines, some soy products, and breakfast cereals are the most common sources. The key to a healthy vegetarian diet is the same as any other diet. Eat a wide variety of foods, including grains, fruit and vegetables, beans, pulses, and nuts. Vitamins and minerals must be included in the vegetarian diet, just as they have to be included in a non-vegetarian diet. You can argue all you like about vegetarians being healthier, but I'd suggest that you consider a well-balanced diet first and foremost. Whether or not you include meat is up to you. A good vegetarian diet closely matches the dietary recommendations for a healthy meat-eating diet. There's an excellent website which I suggest you look at if you want further information on vegetarianism. It's www.vegsoc.org. www.vegsoc.org.